Well, we've had a whole sermon series on a healthy church.
我们过去几个月来一直在讲一个讲道系列，就是在讲健全的教会是什么样子。
And I had actually three more times I wanted to preach on it.
我其实还有三篇要讲。
Related to the sacraments and also church discipline.
讲到教会的一些圣礼，还有教会的管教。
But I said it had been too long, and so I wanted to break between going back to teach on those things.
不过整个系列太长哦，所以我想中间可以休息一下，穿插一点别的主题。
And we're going to take some time and just look at a more core gospel issue.
那我们现在要来看一下这福音的核心信息。
And it's about your relationship to God.
讲到你跟上帝的关系。
Now there are two people sitting here who were with us on our trip to Malaysia.
在座有两个人跟我们这次我们去马来西亚的时候也一起去了。
We had a missionary retreat there, and this pastor from Mississippi, his name is Joseph Wheat. He preached this really good sermon series from Isaiah 43.
我们在这个马来西亚这个宣教会议当中，有一个牧师，密西西比州来的牧师，他叫做约瑟·惠特，他在那边讲了一整个很精彩的系列主题。And
it was so good and helpful to my own Christian walk. I just wish everybody could have been there to hear it.
他讲的真的非常的好，对我个人有很大的帮助。我真希望大家当时也都能够一起去听。The
only thing I can do is preach it to you again, since you can't go to Malaysia.
不，因为你们已经不能够回去听了，所以我唯一能做的就是我把他的信息再讲给你们听。But
to you two who heard it in Malaysia, don't worry, my examples are mostly different, but the main points will be the same.
所以啊，对两位已经听过，不要担心，因为我用的一些例子会不太一样。But
it's those core issues of the gospel are so important, we need to be reminded it over and over again.
不过他讲到福音的这个很核心的内容，非常的重要，所以我们需要常常被提醒。So,
let's turn your Bibles in the Old Testament to Isaiah chapter 43.
我们翻到旧约圣经以赛亚书43章。And
we're going to spend several weeks in this chapter, Isaiah 43.
我们要花几个礼拜的时间来谈以赛亚书43章。
In the church Bibles, what page is it? In the Old Testament, it's page 1178.
旧约圣经1178页, 教会的圣经.
It's really good to do some time in the New Testament and then go to the Old Testament. People get used to one little area and they miss all the delight and beauty of the other areas of Scripture and what God has given us.
新约圣经跟旧约圣经都穿插轮流来看是很好的，让我们有一点变化。So
Isaiah chapter 43 verses 1-7.
以赛亚书43章1-7节.
We're going to read 1-7, but then today we'll focus mainly on verse 1.
今天要读1-7节，不过我们的重点要放在第一节。
So who would like to read in English? Who would like to read in Chinese?
谁帮我们念一下英文，然后一位帮我们念一下中文。
Okay.
43, beginning at verse 1. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who calls on my name, or is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
And in Chinese? Oh, thanks, Terrence.
Yeah, 创造你的耶和华以色列啊，创造你的那一位，现在如此说：你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你。我曾提你的名招你，你是属我的。你从水中经过，我必与你同在；你淌过江河，水必不漫过你。你从火中经过，必不被烧，火焰也不着在你身上，因为我是耶和华你的神，是以色列的圣者，你的救主。 我已经使埃及做你的赎价，使古时和西巴代替你，因我看你为宝为尊，又因我爱你，所以我使人代替你，使列邦人替换你的生命。不要害怕，因我与你同在，我必领你的后裔从东方来，又从西方招聚你。我要对北方说交出来，对南方说不要拘留，将我的众子从远方带来。 将我的众女从地极领回，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做的所造的。Let's
just pray as we try to take a look at this text today.
我们一起来祷告。Oh
Lord, we really need your help today.
主啊，我们今天真的很需要你的帮助。We
can't see you.
我们自己看不见你,
but we know you are here.
可是我们知道你在这里。
And Lord, it's just hard to even comprehend a relationship with an almighty creator of the universe.
主啊, 要了解跟全能上帝宇宙的创造主之间这样的一个关系, 实在是对我们来说是很困难的。
So just send your spirit and teach us this time.
求你现在就差圣灵来教导我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We sang a song today, Think About His Love.
我们今天唱一首诗歌, 讲到要思想他的爱。
And that's what we're going to be doing for a few weeks.
我们接下来这几个礼拜就是要来思想神的爱。
This is one of the best places in Scripture to really do that, think about His love.
这段经文的真的重点就是在于要思想他的爱。
And one of the first things you learn from this passage as you read it, and I'll encourage you to go read the entire chapter and kind of meditate on it.
我要鼓励大家把这个以赛亚书43章整章都读过一遍。
But the first thing you learn is just the nature of the relationship between God and His people.
从这一章我们可以看见，我们可以明白神跟他的子民。
And I'll make it more specific between God and you specifically.
那我会很具体的来讲，上帝跟你之间那个关系是什么样的关系？
So first thing.
首先呢，
Christianity is just like no other religion you've ever seen or heard.
基督教跟世界上其他的宗教是非常不一样的。
See, because if you look at this here, it's about a personal, intimate relationship with God.
因为这是这个信仰是讲到神跟我们跟他的子民之间一个很个人的、很私密的、一个很亲密的一关系。
It's not about some great distant king that wrote some law that posted it next to your door and say you got to obey this law or you get in trouble with the police.
他并不是像一个高高在上的君王，他就 定下他的圣旨，定下他的法令，然后就贴在你的门上，告诉你应该怎么做。
It's more about a great distant king, so great, the greatest in the whole world, that comes, knocks at your door and says, I'm here to eat with you.
跟神的关系是他是一个那样高高在上的神，可是他却愿意下来告诉你，敲你的门告诉你说，我愿意跟你一同坐席，一同吃饭。
There just is no other religion like that.
没有一个宗教像我们这样子。
And fortunately, this is the true religion, and this is the true reality about God, and it's so great that God really is like this.
感谢神的是我们的所信的神就是这样的一个神。
Personal relationship.
跟我们有一个很亲密的关系。
At New Hope, we have an introduction to Christianity class.
我们在希望教会有一个基督教的基要信仰班。
And I'm so happy for those of you who are attending.
我很高兴有几位来参加。
And sometimes we stay till after 1:30 because people have a lot of good questions.
有时候我们的课程到一点半都还欲罢不能，因为有大家有很多问题要问。
I think when a non-Christian first comes to a church and considers Christianity, they really don't think of it like what we read in this passage today.
我想一个非基督徒第一次来到教会的时候，他很难去想象我们今天这段经文所讲的神跟人这样的一个关系。
They think of it like, oh, this is a place I can learn more about the Christian religion.
他们会以为来这边就是可以学习到很多跟基督教有关的知识。
Like it's teaching information.
好像这是在教导一些知识的地方。
But probably, those of you who are taking the class, you soon realize, Christianity is much more than just learning information.
不过如果你来上这个课呢，你很快就会发现基督教的信仰并不是在学习知识。
It's about a personal relationship.
而是在讲一个很亲密的关系。
You know, you can know about a person, but to actually know a person is totally different.
你可以知道一个人，认识一个人，但是真正要了解他又不一样了。
I know about a lot about George Bush.
我对这个布希总统有很多的认识。
I've even written him some letters.
我甚至写过信给他。
Some of them supportive, some of them in a sense in protest or disagreement.
那有些信是表示支持，可是有些信是表示抗议，是负面的。
But George Bush does not know me personally.
可是布希总统他并不认识我。
And I don't know him personally.
我也不认识他。
I don't think he knows my name exists.
我觉得他甚至不知道我这个名字的存在。
That's the difference between knowing about someone, knowing information about God, and knowing God.
所以知道有上帝的存在跟了解上帝是不一样的。
But you see this personal relationship in Isaiah 43.
但是在以赛亚书43章我们可以看到神跟人这种很亲密的关系。
And we just need to go back and think through this. Look at how Isaiah the prophet, that God speaks to us about the relationship through Isaiah the prophet.
我们需要从透过先知以赛亚来知道神跟人之间是什么样的一个关系。
It's just so intensely personal.
是一个很亲密的个人的关系。
Like in verse 4.
就像第四节所讲的。
Listen to what God says. Since you are precious and honored in my sight and because I love you.
上帝对你说你在我眼中非常宝贵和贵重。他说因为我爱你。
Can you imagine the creator of the universe saying this about you personally?
你可以想象这个创造宇宙的这个创造主他竟然对你说这样的话吗？
You know, Enam, you're precious and honored. I know you won't be bothered by me using your name.God saying to you, Enam, comma, you are precious and honored in my sight.
上帝对 Enam 说，你在我眼中非常宝贵和贵重。
Or God saying that to Ashlyn. Ashlyn, comma, you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you.
上帝对 Ashlyn 说 ,Ashlyn, 在我眼中非常的宝贵和贵重，我爱你。
Put your name right there.
你可以把你的名字放在那里。
Can you imagine the creator of the universe saying that to you?
你可以想象这个宇宙的创造主这样对你说吗？
This is the God that's so great, he's bigger than the largest star in the largest galaxy. He's bigger than the entire universe. And him saying it to you personally, specifically.
想想这位全能伟大的神，他远大过一切日月星辰，可是一切银河，可是他竟然对你说这样的话，说我爱你。
This is the kind of things God says to his people. You're precious and honored in my sight. I love you.
上帝对属他的人就会这样讲，他会说你在我眼中非常宝贵和贵重，因为我爱你。
You know, we want to hear that from our parents, right?
我们都希望我们的父母可以对我们讲这样的话。
We really want to hear that from our spouses.
尤其是特别希望我们的配偶可以跟我们讲这样的话。
And hopefully you'll get to experience that from someone.
那 当然我们都希望有人可以对我们讲这样的话。
But I just can't imagine George Bush saying that to me.
可是我不能想象，我不能想象布希总统对我讲出这样的话来。
How much more the king of the universe? How could he say that to me personally?
更何况这个宇宙的创造主，他怎么可能对我讲这样的话？
I just really want you to go back this week and just take some time, just think about what is being said here.
所以我希望这个礼拜回去之后大家会 来思想这边所讲的这句话。
Now this relationship is personal, but it's also mediated, and I want to make that point too.
这个关系是一个很亲密的关系，可是中间也是有一个中间人。
Because of sin, and because we're a created, and God's the creator, there's this big distance between us and him.
因为我们都是罪人，是有罪的，所以在我们跟这位创造主之间是有一道鸿沟。
And you notice that you're not hearing this in your ear. You're not hearing God say this directly into your ear.
那你听到这些话，并不是说你亲耳用你的耳朵听到的。
God's not appearing right in front of you to say it to you.
上帝并没有向你现身，然后来对你说这些话。
It's mediated by the prophets.
而是透过这个先知来传这些话。
Who wrote this Bible?
先知写出了这本圣经。
If you remember when the Israelites had a chance to meet with God, they were too terrified. Because of our sin, it's just too hard to meet him face to face right now.
以色列人曾经当面呢面对过神，可是他们非常的害怕，因为我们都是有罪的人。
But, so God used mediators.
所以上帝会透过中间的人来传话。
And especially, he used Jesus Christ.
尤其是他透过耶稣来向我们说话。
The one, the go-between, to represent us to God and God to us.
所以啊，耶稣在我们面前是来代表上帝，在上帝面前又代表我们。
And so, just remember, although you're not, you don't have someone sitting across the table from you in a coffee shop,It makes it no less personal what he's saying to you here. God reaches across the gap we have between him because he loves us so much.
虽然上帝不能跟我们面对面坐下来，可是不表示他并不是真，并没有真实的存在。他透过他可以伸手跨越那个鸿沟来跟我们建立一个很亲密的关系。
And the Bible says that one day after the resurrection, after all our sin,And our separation is taken care of fully by Christ. We will see him face to face.
圣经说，将来当我们第二次复活的时候，当我们能够我们的罪都被解决的时候，我们就可以面对面来看见我们的神。
So you have God reaching across the gap and God interacting in history to bring about the ultimate goal of us having a direct, unmediated personal relationship with him.
将来神要跨越这道鸿沟拉近我们之间的距离，我们中间再也不需要隔一个中间人。
But it's intensely personal, nonetheless, for it being mediated.
这是一个非常亲密的、没有距离的关系。
Now, think about how God here describes his relationship with you.
来想想看，上帝在这里怎么样描述他跟我们之间，跟你之间的关系。
You know, if before you're married and when you're dating,
在你结婚之前，在交往的时候
，and you have friends around you,
那周围都有些朋友
，and your friends will sometimes ask you, "How's it going? How you have a relationship established with this significant other, but how's it going?"
那朋友就会常常问你，你们交往的情形怎么样了
？This passage here is telling us.How's it going with your relationship with God?
这段经文告诉我们，我们跟神之间的关系是怎么样。
And the first thing I just want to say is, you just see how much God wants you. You are so wanted.
首先我要讲的是，你可以看见神是多么想要你。
Think back to experience that you have had in a relationship where somebody really wanted to be with you and wanted you.
回想过去啊。在有什么人是非常想要你
？If it's hard to think about that, think about the time you've been rejected, and just turn the opposite of that.
如果你觉得很难去回想，你可以从反方向来想，你是不是被拒绝过
？I can remember when I got engaged to Judy.
还记得跟 Judy 订婚的时候。
One Saturday night, I asked her to marry me.
一个礼拜六晚上，我向她求婚。
What am I saying? I'm saying I want you, and if she says yes, she's saying I want you.
那所以如果她说她如果愿意接受的话，就表示她要我。那我向她求婚就表示我要她。如果她接受了，就表示她也要我。
And so that next day, it was so nice to come up in front of a church, not much bigger than the, actually maybe it was smaller than this one here. It's a small church in New York, and to go up in front and say, "We're getting married."
所以第二天我们真的是非常高兴能够站在我们那个小教会的会众面前向大家宣布我们要结婚。
And you're standing there and you're holding someone's hand and you just, this person has said, "I want you." And you have said to them, "I want you."
你站在那边，两个人握着手，你向大家表达的一个信息就是。我们是互相想要对方的。
And this whole section in Isaiah 43, God is saying to his people, "I want you, I love you."
所以在整个以赛亚书43章要传达的信息就是神一直在告诉我们，我要你。
Now this is really amazing to think about.
我觉得真的是一个很特别的一件事。
Especially because of the time in history when Isaiah preached this.
就是跟以赛亚传道的时候那个背景时代背景有关。
Look back in Isaiah 42 verses 24 and 25.
我们回去看一下以赛亚书42章24 25节。
This is a time when Israel was so sick and in deep rebellion against God.
当时的以色列人他们就是恶贯满盈而且是非常的叛逆。
Not the time when Israel was on their bestmost excellent face presenting it to God.
当时并不是以色列很忠心顺服神的时刻。
Not like the time when you would be dating someone and they're just showing you all their wonderfulness.
并不是像男女交往的时候都是表现最好的一面那种很甜蜜的时刻。
This is the time when they were in rebellion against God and time and time and time again doing things against God.
当时的以色列非常的悖逆神，而且一再的得罪神。
Verse 20, you have seen many things, but have paid no attention. This is chapter 42, verse 20. You've seen many things and paid no attention. Your ears are open, but you hear nothing. Verse 20.
在以赛亚书42章20节说，你看见许多事却不领会，耳朵开通却不听见。
And God's dealing with them at this time, verse 24. Who handed Jacob over to become loot and Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned? For they would not follow his ways, nor did they obey his law.
所以神就来对付以色列，在24节说，谁将雅各交出当作掳物，将以色列交给抢夺的呢？岂不是耶和华吗？就是我们所得罪的那位。他们不肯遵行他的道，也不听从他的训诲。
So he poured out, verse 25, so he poured out on them his burning anger.
所以二十五节说，因此他把他猛烈的怒气和残酷的战争倾倒在他身上。
The way they were treating God was so sick and rebellious.
他们对神的态度真的是充满了悖逆跟罪恶。
And then, in the midst of that,God steps back and reminds him, chapter 43, I want you, I love you.
在这样的情况下，神竟然要再次提醒他们说，我爱你，我要你们。
What a wonderful thing.
实在是很棒的一件事。
And so this passage overall is speaking to you, you sitting here in your heart of rebellion.
这一段经文也是对现在坐在这边的你，也许你的心里面是充满悖逆的。
This passage is speaking to you, you sitting here in your deepest failure.
也许你是在经历很多的失败，可是这段经文在对你说话。
If you're in Christ, God wants you, God loves you. If you're one of His people, even at that time.
即使是你在这样的情况当中，神都要你，都爱你。
If you remember when Jesus was dying on the cross, at some point he said, "It is finished."
记不记得耶稣在十字架上快断气的时候，他说成了。
And he meant it.
他讲这句话是真的是这个意思。
And right after that is when he gave up his spirit and died.
因为他讲完之后他就断了气。
And so he paid for our sins.
耶稣他承担我们的罪恶。
Past and present and future sins.
他承担我们过去现在和未来的罪。
And he's the one that cemented and established our relationship with God.
是他来坚固我们跟神之间的关系。
And it's reconciled and it's secure because of what he did.
因为耶稣的牺牲他、献上自己受死所以我们跟神之间可以和好
and so what we hear is I want you from God
所以我们才会听到神对我们说我要你
and if you look at your life and you say oh this failure or oh this sin in the midst of that just like Israel could hear you will hear
你回顾你自己的生命你觉得说我犯过很多的罪我有很多的失败可是就像以色列人一样
You'll hear, I want you, I love you.
可是你还是会听到神对你说，我要你，我爱你。
It's not conditioned on your behavior.
神的爱跟不是以你的行为来做决定。
It's conditioned on Christ's perfect behavior.
而是看基督他完美的行为。
On the basis of his life and his death and his perfect sacrifice, you're taken care of, you're secure.
你是因为耶稣的受死复活还有他的献祭你才能够跟神有这样稳固的关系。
Purely on God's promise.
这完全是神的应许。
Just think of how insecure you would feel in a marriage if there weren't that covenant promise at the beginning of marriage.
想想看如果你的婚姻没有一个承诺没有一个你一定会很没有安全感。
You know, in sickness and in health, Till death do us part.
讲到不管是疾病或者是健康，我们到死方休。
The statement "I love you, I want you" is not conditioned on how beautiful you wake up that morning, or how nice you were that day instead of grumpy. The statement is based on the promise.
上帝这句"我爱你，我要你"，并不是看你那一天的行为表现有多好。
Now let's look at verse 1 and spend the rest of the time on verse 1.
我们现在要把重点放在第一节。
Look at how God in just verse 1 characterizes his relationship with you.
看第一节上帝怎么样讲到他跟人他子民的关系。
What are the four things you see there that God describes?
这边讲到四点哦。
Someone answer. What does God say about you?
上帝说你怎么样?
He created you.
上帝创造你。
What else? Don't be afraid.
说不要惧怕。
Because why?
因为
He redeemed you.
上帝救赎了你。
You are mine.
你是属我的。
We're going to talk about these things. Let's start with the first one. He who formed you, who created you.
首先我们来看创造你的耶和华他是塑造你的主。
He kind of, says it twice in two different ways. He calls Jacob and he says Israel.
这边讲了两遍第一遍讲雅各第二遍是讲以色列。
Now Jacob is Israel. It's two different names for the same guy.
其实雅各跟以色列是指同一个人只是一个人有两个名字。
And it's two different names for the same group of people that were his descendants.
也是啊指同一群子民。
When, especially in Hebrew, when there's repetition like this, it's emphasizing it.
在希伯来文里面啊，当他有重复的时候，就是表示他在强调这件事。
He who created you, he who formed you, O Israel, O Jacob.
雅各啊，那创造你的耶和华，以色列呢，塑造你的主。
First thing about this, do you see that God is the initiator of this relationship that happened?
这边可以看出神是我们这个关系当中一个主动者。
Now, I don't know if you've ever been in the situation where you're trying to get a job.
我不知道你有没有要去面试求职的经验。
Or if you're at a party and trying to find...Someone.
或者是在宴会当中
a boyfriend, a girlfriend.
想要找一个对象。
You know, you're kind of hanging around.
你就会去跟一些人聊天。
And you're hoping to make some kind of connection.
希望可以建立一些关系，拉一些关系。
Maybe for a potential job if you heard there's several different bosses of companies at the Christmas party.
也许你想要啊找一个工作，那你听说有一个圣诞聚晚会上啊，有好几个公司的老板都会来。
And you spend all this time getting yourself ready.
那你就花很多心思把自己准备打扮妥当。
And you're so happy if it just happens that the boss of some company you want to work for stops by and talks to you.
结果哎，刚好有一个公司的老板就哎停下来跟你讲话。
But don't you say all that energy and time of that relationship is all on you? That boss sees thousands of people that are interested in getting jobs. And it's all on your work and energy to try to establish that relationship with that boss.
那但是这个老板能够来跟你讲话并不是他来主动来找你，因为他看过太多人了，是你自己想尽办法主动要接近他跟他讲话。
So if you want to keep yourself on that person's mind, you have to keep initiating, keep putting yourself in the path of that person. They're not looking for you.
如果你希望那个人对你印象深刻的话，你就要想尽办法不断的让他对你留下印象。
This is what happens in Taiwanese traditional religions too.
在台湾的这个传统的宗教也是一样。
You've got to go to the temple.
你必须要去到这个庙里。
You've got to figure out the rituals.
你必须要去了解啊，应该要怎么样拜拜。
You've got to get that spiritual power's attention.
你必须要让这个神来注意你。
And there are 50, there are 100, there are 1,000 other people trying to get attention.
但是有许许多多人也都是想办法要来引起这些神来注意他们。
But you see, it's just not so with the true God, the creator of the universe. He initiates.To know you.
可是创造宇宙这位独一的真神，他不一样，他是主动来找你。
God initiates and God sustains that relationship.
上帝主动来找你，跟你建立关系。
Think about Genesis 1 and 2, where it tells about God creating man.
想一下我们创世纪一二章讲到神创造人。
Now, in Genesis 1, it's just a general summary of God creating the entire universe.
创世纪一章只是一个概括性的一个描述，讲神怎么样创造整个宇宙。
But Genesis 2 gives more details about how God creates man.
可是在创世纪二章就讲的比较详细，神怎么样来创造人。
For most of the things in the universe, God just spoke and it came to be.
那宇宙中其他的东西，神都是用他的话从口里一出来，这些东西就出现了。
But you'll see how personal it is with man. God actually, the Bible describes as he actually takes clay and personally forms it. And then he breathes into that body the breath of life. He personally interacts in doing it, not just speaking it.
可是你看神创造人的过程是多么仔细，他还亲手用泥土来做成人的样子，然后吹一口气到他的鼻孔，让他成为有灵的活人。
And for Eve, he personally puts Adam in a sleep and takes part of Adam's side out and personally creates Eve.
然后他创造夏娃的时候还让亚当沉睡，从他的身上取出一根肋骨，然后从这个肋骨造出女人来。
He could have done the same thing with man that he did with the animals. Speak, comes to be, that's his power. But he chose to do it personally.
上帝创造男人的时候，其实可以像他创造动物一样，只要口中话一出，这个人就出现。可是他不一样，他要仔细的来造出这个人。
Man and woman, mankind, yeah.
造出人男跟女。
Just think about that.
还想想看。
How he created us.
神是怎么样创造我们。
Think about the things you've made personally.
想想看你自己的作品。
Now, when I was, we took 10 months and went back to Alabama. And during that time, one thing I did is I did some woodworking. We took 10 months in 2005 and went back to Alabama before coming back to Taiwan.
在我们曾经回美国休假十个月，回到阿拉巴马州。
And I spent a lot of time on building a platform bed.
那我花很多时间在做一张床。
Now, it wasn't very expensive wood. It was pine because it's soft and easy to build.
不是很硬的木，那是松木，比较软，比较好做。
And I used a plywood. It's a decent looking plywood, but it's not that expensive.
我用的不是很贵的那种木材啊。
But I tell you, it took me a lot of energy, and when I finished, underneath where you can't see, I put this mark of my name, that I made it.
那我花了非常多的时间，花很多的功夫才把这张床做好。做完之后，我就在床底下那边签上我的名字，这是我做的。
And I tell you, if someone offered me some $10,000 ivory inlaid bed, I wouldn't want it. I want to keep this and I want to give it to my kids after me.
我告诉你，如果有人要高价跟我买这张床，我是不会给的，我要留给我的孩子睡。
God says to you, I formed you.I created you.
上帝对你说，我创造你，我塑造你。
Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's workmanship."
在以弗所书二章十节说，我们是神手中的作品。
Okay, second thing here. Fear not, for I have redeemed you.
第二点，神说不要惧怕，因为我救赎了你。
Even addition to the fact that He created you.
除了
In addition to the fact that He created you.
除了他创造你，他塑造你，他还救赎你。
There was an extra thing that happened.
这是另外一件事。
There was a price God paid to have you as His.
上帝还付了代价才让你能够属于他。
He didn't just make you, He also had to buy you.
他不只是造了你，他还要把你买回来。
Now for Israel, it was really costly for God to bring them out of Egypt.
把以色列人带出埃及对上帝来说是要付很大的代价。
And if you remember, what it took to get Pharaoh to let them go was the Passover and the angel, destroying angel coming and killing all the firstborn in Egypt.
最后让法老改变心意的就是那个逾越节。那个死亡天使要来击杀长子的这件事。
And what it cost for the Israelites to be preserved from that and brought out of that, every single family, it cost them a sacrificed lamb and the blood posted on their posts so they would be protected.
要让以色列人能够真的离开埃及，他们每一户人家都要宰杀一只羔羊，把这个羔羊的血涂在门框上。
If you've never read about this, go back and read Exodus. It's the second book in the Bible. In the beginning, you'll read about that.
如果你没有听过这个故事，你可以回去读圣经第二卷书出埃及记，在前面的地方就有谈到。
And the whole through the Old Testament to continue and maintain this relationship with God.There was sacrifice and blood and loss of life to deal with sin and the problem and to maintain this relationship. It was a costly thing.
在旧约时代的人，他们必须一再的宰杀他们的牲畜来献上血来向上帝献祭可是这是要花费很多的一件事情，因为你要不断的宰杀去买这些牲畜来宰杀。
Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin.
希伯来书九章二十二节讲到说，没有流血就没有赦罪。
See, and basically all of that in the Old Testament was pointing to what Jesus would have to do to redeem us.
旧约圣经其实是指出耶稣要我们做什么才能够救赎我们。
That Jesus would have to shed his blood.
也就是说耶稣必须要为我们来流血。
That God's only son.
他是上帝的独生子。
Would come to earth and suffer and pay for our sin and trade places with us.
却来到世上为我们受苦，来代替我们受死。
That's the word redeemed. It was costly. There was a cost to be paid for God establishing a relationship with you.
这个救赎就是要付上很大的代价，神才有办法来跟你建立关系。
And we read in Romans 8, He who did not spare His own Son and gave Him up freely for us all, how will He not give us all things?
在罗马书有讲到说，神既不舍下他的独生子，白白的为我们舍了，他岂不将万物跟一切都赏赐给我们吗？
Fear not, for I have redeemed you.
不要惧怕，因为我已经救赎了你。
God's love is a costly love.
上帝的爱是要付代价的爱。
We just can't even imagine how much that costs.
我们没有办法想象它的代价是多大。
But in your life, when you're going through trouble, or when you think something's not going right, and you are tempted to think, oh, God's punishing me, or you know, God's rejecting his relationship with me.
当你遇到困难的时候，你觉得说啊，神一定是在惩罚我，他一定是在拒绝我的时候。
Just like what we read in Isaiah 42 about what the Israelites were going through.
就像我们刚刚读到以赛亚书42章，讲到以色列人当时是悖逆的，是犯罪的。
And God says, "Fear not, I have redeemed you."
可是上帝要对你说，你不要害怕，因为我已经救赎了你。
He's not letting you go. You cost so much for him, but he still paid for that to have a relationship with you. That's how much he loves you.
你让上帝为你付了这么大的代价，他还是愿意来爱你，来要你，要跟你建立关系。
If only you could really believe this good news.
如果你能够相信这个好消息。
But we always have these struggles, and that's why you have to hear that reminded. Fear not for what's going on in your life.God loves you so much.
我们常常有很多的挣扎。当你在遇到困难的时候，你就要牢记这一句话：神要对你说，不要害怕，因为我救赎了你。
I'm wondering if I should stop here or finish chapter one. I think I'll try to finish. Then he says, "I've called you by name."
然后这边神又说：“我按你的名来呼召了你。
”I've called you by name.
我是按你的名来呼召你。
Now, I don't know if you live on a narrow street, like if you're on Shuda Road or something.
我不知道你住的巷道是不是很窄。
If you're leaning out your window and there's this massive crowd of people, and you say, "Hey,"
那你如果啊、从窗户探头出去，看到很多人，你就跟他们打招呼。
Because you see one person you want to talk to, and you just say, "Hey."
你看到一个认识人经过，你就跟他打招呼。
You might get some people turn and look up at you, but maybe no one will even pay attention to you.
那如果你只是喊一个 "Hey," 可能有几个人会转头看你，不过大部分人大概不会理你。
But if you say, if I said this to my daughter, "Hey, Karis," she would turn around.
可是如果是我女儿的话，我就喊她的名字 Karis， 那她就会转头看我。
Specifically called you by name.
神是按你的名字来呼召你。
You personally knows your name personally.
你知是你的名字
，and you are called by name too.
那你也是。
You were called by name too.
你也是啊。
Just like this example, you were called by name.
你也是啊、神也是按你的名字来呼召你。
If you remember Romans 8:28, all things work together for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
若你记得罗马书八章二十八节讲到万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Just think about that. God specifically called you.
想想看，神是特别来呼召你的。
Now there are two kinds of teaching that you'll hear these days in Protestant churches. One's called Arminianism. One's called Calvinism.
今天在啊，基督教会有两派的教导，一个是啊达尔文派，一个加尔文派，然后一个是阿米纽派。
It's named after two guys that taught this back in the 15 and 1600s.
是这个名字是根据当初教导的人命名的。
Now one difficulty I have with the teaching of Arminianism is that what Jesus did is saying it's like a blank check. God didn't specifically call you by name and choose you by name. He just in general issued some call, "Hey," and whoever turns, that's who's chosen.
那对这个阿米纽派，我有一个比较他们的教导有一个是我不能够接受的，就是他们教导认为这个耶稣的牺牲就像一张空白的支票，所以只要你他也不是按你的名来呼召你，只要是回应他的人，你就能够得救。
And it's almost everything's dependent on you to establish that relationship with God. It's just in general offered. That's the Arminianism teaching.
好像这个救恩是给每一个人的，所以是看你要不要。
And I just don't think that matches.So many places in the Bible where God's specifically initiating a relationship with you personally and calling you by name.
我觉得这不太符合圣经的教导，因为我觉得神是他主动来找你。
And so I'll say that again to you.
所以我要再跟大家说一遍。
God called you specifically by name.
神是按你的名字来呼召你。
Fear not, God has formed you.God has redeemed you, and God has called you by name.
所以不要惧怕，因为上帝救赎了你，他创造你，他塑造你，他也按你的名来呼召你。
In our introduction to Christianity class last time, we drew a line on the whiteboard.
上次的基要真理班，我们在黑板上画了一条线。
And it was a line of history starting from creation and going through Jesus when he came 2,000 years ago and coming up to 2007. We even put a mark for 2007.
这条线代表历史，从起初到最后到2007年，就是现在。
And I put a mark at different times in history for specific people in history.
那我就是不同的人物有标示出那个年代。
And I drew a circle.
那也画一个圆圈。
And I put a mark for when Jesus came and I drew a circle.
标示出耶稣来的那个时候，然后也画一个圆圈。
And then in each circle of every specific people in history, I think I put my name in 2007, I blacked it up with sin.
圆圈我都把它涂黑，代表罪。
And what the people in the class were asking, I don't quite understand how what Jesus did 2,000 years ago affects me.
所以就有人问说，那耶稣2000年所做的事情对我有对我有什么影响呢？
Now, Jesus' circle, I didn't black out with sin.
耶稣那个
He's perfect.
耶稣那个圆圈我没有涂黑，因为他是完全的，他没
有罪。So, we drew these arrows, reached into past history, and the entire life and sin of a person specifically coming on Jesus where we put the cross. And in present, in the future history, and I put it on mine too, the entire life of sin of my sin specifically coming on Jesus in the cross at that time.
我们从每一个人的圆圈都画一个箭头回到耶稣的那个圆圈。
It's a specific definite atonement. Jesus paid for my sins.
代表耶稣救赎了我的罪。
Jesus called me by name.
耶稣按我的名来呼召我。
We don't know who God calls by name, and we preach the good news to everyone.
我们不知道神会呼召谁，所以我们向每一个人来传福音。
But people respond, and those people are the ones he's called by name.
但是神按他名字所召的人就会回应。
And just calling by name is such a wonderful thing in our marriage, in our marriage service. It's me saying to Judy, Judy, I take you to be my wife.
在婚礼上能够叫名字是一件很美的事情。比如说结婚的时候我就说 Judy, 我要娶你做我的太太。
And Judy saying to me,Joel, I take you to be my husband.
那 Judy 就对我说 ,Joel, 我要嫁给你做你的妻子。
And notice the word, I take you.
这边说我要娶你做我的太太。
That's the last thing here. God says, you are mine.
这就是神这边最后讲的你是属于我的。
You are mine.
你是我的。
This is the relationship of love and why God loves you.Because you are his.
为什么神要爱你呢？因为你是他的。
Write this verse down. We won't turn to it. Deuteronomy 7, 6 to 8.
请写下来，生命记七章六到八节。
And God's talking about Israel at that time in history and says, He chose them of all the people in the face of the earth to be his treasured possession.
这边讲到说，上帝从地上的万族里面拣选了以色列人做他自己宝贵的产业。
And it says the Lord didn't set his affections on you because somehow you were special, but because the Lord loved you.
他说神拣选你们不是因为你比别人好，而是因为他爱你。
Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourself, it's just the gift of God.
在以弗所书二章八节讲到说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这不是出于自己，乃是上帝所赐的。
And if you turn 10 chapters later, and I hope you'll go read that Isaiah 53.
在以赛亚书十三章
verse 6,
第六节
says, we all like sheep have gone astray, and each of us has turned his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
像我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人罪孽都归在他身上。
And it's not it's not that for some reason you are special and that something you did have to maintain that relationship with God. It's because God set his love on you.
不是因为你很特别或者你做过什么好事所以神才要来爱你。
And this is what we tell people in marriage counseling.
所以我们在婚姻辅导的时候、啊、常常会跟大家说
When you start off, you choose your spouse.
你一开始的时候你选择你的配偶。
But after you choose your spouse, you love your choice.
可是你选完之后你就要爱他。
You don't love them because of something they do every day that pleases you.
你不是因为他那一天做了什么让你很高兴的事情你才爱他。
You love them because you are mine.
你爱他是因为他是你的。
And that's what we have with God.
我们跟神也是一样。
Not because we're somehow some special in all the face of humanity,But because God chose to set his love on us.
并不是我们比别人都还特别完全是因为神他就是单单爱我们。
And the Bible says, in the end, there'll be some from every tribe and, not everybody, but there'll be some from every tribe and nation and language and people that will be part of his treasured possessions.
圣经告诉我们说到了最后的时候在各族各方各民当中都会有一些人被、是神所爱的。
That's the message God speaks to you who believe in Jesus.
这是、相信耶稣的人神要对你说这样的话。
God wants us.
上帝要我们。
He wants to take responsibility for us.
他要为我们负起责任。
Love is possessive. You're mine.
爱是一种拥有。你是我的。
That's just incomprehensible if you really think about the almighty, great,distant creator of the universe.
如果你去思想这位高高在上一个创造宇宙的这位全能的神他竟然是这样的爱我们我们会觉得真是很不可思议。
It's just incomprehensible if you think about yourself and your sin.
你想到自己的罪恶你觉得真的是不可思议。
How could God set his love on me?
神怎么可能爱我?
Yet he does.
但是他确实是爱你。
You're not just a number to some government organization.
你不只是政府、这个户籍当中的一个人数而已。
You're not just some taxpayer with a social security number.
你不是只是一个领有身份证号码的人而已。
You are a personal name to the God of the universe.
你对这个宇宙的，你在这个宇宙的神眼中，你是一个有名字的人。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。